I mean, what I'm getting is that you got, I got all these spiders in my life. Leave them alone. Go and play.
But what we said to this mother about the spider, because the spider was so in their face, we said, how do you feel about spiders? And she said, I'm not bothered by them. And we said, well, what do you think about just getting a piece of paper and getting a little spider to crawl on it and just putting him outside with an attitude of go and play and have a happy day? In other words, there's room for all of this. And that's hitting it a little more head on than we're really wanting to do with you, because we're really not wanting you to fix the spiders. What we're really wanting to do is just not notice them so much while you notice some other things, because we know about law of attraction, we know what then will happen. With a little bit of practice, it is just as likely for you to sit in this chair and have someone try to discourage you and you be unwilling to be discouraged. In other words, that's what it's like for Esther to live with Jerry these days. Esther can get in a bad mood and want him to kind of come with her, and she sort of pokes at him with a stick, and he holds most of the time tenaciously and annoyingly to his good feeling place. In other words, he's been practicing. He's not going to budge from it, you see. And you could as likely be in that good feeling place as a result of your practice as in a not good feeling place as a result of your practice, because it's all as a result of your practice, whether you are consciously knowing that you are practicing it or not. It's like, what kind of virtual reality is going on with you when you turn on the television and you see that endless stream of commercials that is designed to activate your feeling of vulnerability relative to your body? Esther saw a commercial the other day. She could not believe it. A beautiful little girl looked just like Tracy when she was that age. Blonde hair, she had on a little cotton dress. She is skipping down the street. And Esther looked at the commercial. She was drawn to it because this beautiful little girl reminded Esther of her beautiful little girl. And the commercial said, she's 6 years old. And her mother had early stages of breast cancer and was properly insured and treated. And Angela is on her way to play with her mother. And then they showed the same picture again, only not in color. This is Angela. Her mother did not have insurance. And so she did not find the early stages of her cancer. And now Angela does not have her mother. Every vulnerable feeling was activated within Esther. All those feelings of how mothers need to be there for their children and how things that Esther thought she'd left far behind, that commercial powerfully and professionally and exactly knew how to activate within Esther. Where do I sign? Where do I sign? Give me the stuff. What does it take to prevent that from happening? In other words, all of that is activated. And so we know that stuff happens, and you observe it, and it's exaggerated, and you pick it up, and you develop these patterns of vibration. We're just saying you don't have to stay stuck with what you've gathered up. You can practice a little bit, 30 seconds here, 30 seconds, 30 seconds here, and in 30 days be in a whole different place than you are right now. That's all it takes.
Okay. I just think you make it sound like it's so easy. I think just, I mean, I feel...
It isn't easy at first, but it gets easier.
I mean, I feel, you know, you don't hang... You're in form, but you don't hang out in form that often. I'm in this body, and I'm in form, and it's not a happy place. And I'm going to worry about... Listen, I'm going to worry about the spiders.
And do you know that in this body, when you are skiing, it's the best that it is anywhere, anytime.
Right, but it's so... And it's such a small moment.
That's why you came into this body. You said, I want to fly on the skis in the snow, and I can't do that as non-physical energy only. I've got to be in physical form to have the full physical, visceral experience of the deliciousness of this environment. You lucky physical duck.
It is. It's great when that happens. It is. It's really nice. But that is a small part of
my life. Oh, don't give us this.
It is. Okay.
I'm physical and you're not physical. Because what we're going to give right back to you is your non-physical in physical body. And the whole thing that we're wanting to get you to do is to bring the physical into a vibrational place that allows the fullness of the non-physical. Because you're right. When you're physical and you're focused in some funk that doesn't allow the fullness of who you are, that sucks. That does. That is not who you are. That is not who you are. You are pure positive energy, and you got just a whiff of pure positive energy, and then when you went back into the vibration that is a little more natural and normal, you felt the pain of it. In other words, you did not want to go, and that's what you're reflecting to us here. I want to get to that blissful state where I allow myself to feel the exaltation of the pure positive energy that is me. And we say, practice it, please. Just practice it a little bit. Just practice it a little bit. Just practice it a little bit. It will get so much easier for you because it is the true nature of who you are. And the reason you feel such pain when you dabble there and then dabble back and dabble there and dabble back is because at every level of your being, you recognize that that's who you are. And you feel this yearning to be there more. And what we are saying to you is, friend, that is where you belong. That is your legacy. That's your birthright. That's who you are. And in the same way that without knowing it, you practiced your way out of that here and there, we're just encouraging you to practice your way back into it. That's all. Okay. Yes.
Okay. I'll be talking to you at some other time. Thanks.
Now that's a hard act to follow. Where are you going to go from there? You are the one.